Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
Welcome back. Russia says that its forces have seized control of Soledar, a town in Ukraine's eastern Donbass region that's a gateway to the nearby and fiercely fought over city of Bakhmut. Ukraine has denied Russia's claims, though its troops in the area have been under severe pressure in recent days. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has replaced the general in charge of war in Ukraine after 3 months in the post. I'm joined on the line now by BBC's Ukraine correspondent, James Waterhouse. James, good evening to you.
Good evening.
I think it's fair to say, is it, that the Ukrainian hold over the city of Soledar is weakening, even if they still have it?
I think what we can say is that there is heavy fighting taking place right across the axis from the small town of Soledar and the city of Bakhmut. We were there over the weekend, and it's hard to overstate just how dangerous it felt. You have Russian forces a kilometre away trying to encircle both locations. They are pummeling it with artillery. But then we get these conflicting reports. We have the Ukrainians repeating the claim that they are holding their lines. The UK Ministry of Defence agrees with them, saying they have well-established defensive formations. But then in Russia, we seem to have this kind of division where the Kremlin, Vladimir Putin, has reported continued fighting, admitted to it in the town of Soledar. But the Wagner group, this large group of mercenaries who do the bulk of Russia's fighting, well, they are leading this assault, and they are claiming to be in control of the town completely, all by their own doing. So safe to say, it's a very murky picture.
Why would the Wagner group try and do that?
It's a good question. So Yevgeny Prigozhin, he is the head of the Wagner group. He is an oligarch. He is very close to Vladimir Putin. And in conflicts gone by, they were almost invisible, denied by the Kremlin. They would do the Kremlin's dirty work by fighting in wars such as in Syria. And what we are seeing in the war in Ukraine is Prigozhin taking a much more prominent role and banging the drum for what the Wagner group has achieved so far. And if you talk to Ukrainian soldiers, they make up the most threatening enemy force compared with the regular Russian army. So I think it's an attempt to try and detract from the shortcomings of Russia's defense ministry and ultimately Vladimir Putin's tactics. When you have one of his allies, Prigozhin, blaming the Ministry of Defense in Moscow, then it separates Putin from that problem, and it allows him to spin the continued frustrations to his campaign.
How significant is Soledar as a strategic city?
It is more significant to the Russians than it is the Ukrainians. So Soledar would allow the Russians to further encircle Bakhmut. There are disused salt mines there where Russian forces could house troops and vehicles. And the concern, certainly in Kyiv, is that they could use that network of tunnels to penetrate Ukrainian-controlled territory. But what is more at play here is it will be a much-needed trophy for Vladimir Putin to present to critics back home. I mean, in a way, they're kind of, should Bakhmut fall, which is their ultimate goal here, it would be a trophy at a much needed time, but it would also give Ukraine a sort of taste of its own medicine, because Ukraine to this point has frustrated Russian supply lines with targeted missile strikes. Should Russian forces prevail here, then it would be Ukraine which would have one of its major supply lines taken out. So I've got to say, the gains are relatively small, but they are coming at an enormous human cost.
Yeah, and if there is to be a trophy there, as you say, or a gain for Russia, why then the change in leadership? Why has Vladimir Putin installed Valery Gerasimov, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, as the new general in charge?
Because Vladimir Putin has one eye on his critics back home. The moment his position becomes threatened through influential military bloggers and others in Russia's elite circles, then he has to turn his attentions away from Ukraine and appease them in some way. So he has made this appointment after such a short space of time to try and show that he is trying to refresh his campaign. I think that how that is translating on the battlefield are the continued efforts of the Wagner group. I mean, the picture being painted is one of soldiers going over the top as if it was in the First World War, where thousands of men have been killed and they litter the battlefield on the outskirts of these locations. So Vladimir Putin is doing everything he can to try and portray momentum, even if it might not be the actual case on the ground.
Can I ask you about briefly, James, the energy situation, light and heat and so on in Ukraine? We knew that it was a strategic move by Vladimir Putin to target energy infrastructure as winter approached, to make sure he weaponized the winter in Ukraine. How is the infrastructure holding up?
It's an interesting question. It does depend on where you are. So it's particularly acute in central and eastern Ukraine, where cities have gone through, well, about a month ago, they were going through regular blackouts every other day for hours on end. I have seen a sort of, since the missile and drone attacks of the new year, there has been a period of quiet. And I think, you know, if you look at the country as a whole, this has become a story just about just as much about Ukraine's ability to repair infrastructure in a short space of time. Engineers are typically able to get cities back up and running in terms of water and electricity within 24 to 48 hours. That is no mean feat. But Russia, I expect, will continue its strategy of launching large-scale drone and missile strikes to try and both, yes, take out Ukraine's infrastructure, but also to exhaust Ukraine's air defense systems. So the US has announced the delivery of really significant Patriot missile systems, which are widely seen as a game changer, but they aren't going to arrive for a number of months, which me would argue is too late given the given the oncoming spring.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for the update. That's James Waterhouse, BBC Ukraine correspondent.